high and so am I. The stars are out and so will I be pretty soon. And I can tell you're mad at me. There you stand telling me goodbye. And I say no, you can't go. I love you so much I can't let you get away. But come the dawn and it will dawn on me you're gone. Love, don't leave me. Don't leave me laying here. This ground's cold and chilly, really. Don't leave your charming Billy way out here. You help? Well, the moon is high and so am I. The stars are out and so I'll be pretty soon. But come the dawn and it will dawn on me you're gone. So am I, the stars are out, and so will I be pretty soon. I can tell you're mad at me, cause there you stand telling me you would. And I say, no, you can't go, I love you so much, I can't let you get away. But come the dawn, and it will dawn on me, you're gone. Love, don't leave me. Cold and chilly, really. Don't leave your charming Billy way out here. You here? Well, the moon is high and so am I. The stars are out and so will I be pretty soon. But come the dawn and it will dawn on me you're gone.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome in to the Listener's Choice Magazine, edition number 18. This tape is coming from 115 North Keats Avenue. Keats is spelled K-E-A-T-S in Louisville, Kentucky. The zip is 40206. The phone number is 502-721-7634, where the machine is always on for your requests. Or you can email me at snakeguy, that's all one word, snakeguy@bellsouth.net, and get your request in that way. Of course, the way most people normally get their request in is when you send the tape back, just record right over this part of the tape, right over the, or actually the first, you can record right over the first, starting with the first song, right at the beginning of side one. And we always check those tapes when they come in at the beginning of side one, so make sure it's wound properly. And put your requests and comments on there. We'll be glad to hear from you. Comments, pro, con, it doesn't matter. And also get your requests in, and we'll try to get them in. Sometimes we have them in our collection, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we have to get them from the internet, sometimes we have to get them from other sources, but eventually we'll certainly try to get them on for you, not necessarily with the next issue, but eventually we'll try to get them on. That was Roger Miller kicking us off there, and we'll send that one out to Kathy in England. She wanted to hear some Roger Miller material, and that was from his album that was released in 1963, late 1963 or early 64. When the album was first released, it was called Roger and Out, and that particular album features the song Dang Me, and Dang Me made such a big hit when it was released as a single that when they reprinted the album just a year or so after it came out, they actually changed the name of the album to Dang Me. I'm sure that's been done before. I have not seen it before or since, but I'm sure it's probably not the only time it's been done. But anyway, that's the scoop on that particular Roger Miller album. Just a little trivia for you there. This edition, number 18, is going to be dedicated to those stars in country music who are no longer with us. On the last issue, we talked a lot about Roy Drusky and Skeeter Davis because they had just recently died, and decided to do an entire issue this time of artists who are deceased. And, of course, Roger Miller passed away sometime, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe a little longer than that. One of my favorites there, Roger Miller. Well, we're happy to say that we are expanding this magazine considerably, starting with this, the February issue, edition number 18. We have been producing this magazine now for 3 years for the TRAC Club. TRAC is an acronym for Tape Recording and Conversation. and we'll be giving you more information about the Track Club a little bit later so that you can get in touch with those people if you're getting this tape and if you're not a Track member and have any interest along those lines. But we decided to expand, and this is the first issue that has been expanded. We did some advertising in the newsreel and several other publications around, and we're sending it out at this point to about 20 or 21, 22 new people. So we're very proud of that and want to welcome all of you aboard. And as this tape goes on, we'll be giving you more details about how this thing works and how to get requests in and that sort of thing. But right now, let's get back to some more music. And how about some Roy Drusky, okay?
I went out of my way to make you happy, to love you when your other love went wrong. I went out of my way when you were lonely. Now I'm out of my mind since you've gone.
Before you leave, be sure you find easy to forget.
Oh, I love that harmony. Skeeter Davis there doing her own harmony vocals. And Am I That Easy to Forget from back in the 60s. Well, for the past several issues now, we've been doing a comedy skit on the Listener's Choice magazine. And I don't know that that will always be, but you seem to enjoy it. So as long as we have some material to do and can get it in, we'll try. And let's continue that now on this magazine and hear one from Archie Campbell. Archie Campbell, of course, was a Grand Ole Opry star, Hee-Haw star. A lot of people know Archie Campbell. And he's going to tell us a story now about Rendercella. Come on in, Archie.
Once upon a time in a corn country, there lived a beautiful girl and her name was Rendercella. Now, Rendercella lived with her mugly other and two sad blisters. Also, in this same corn country, there was a very prancing hince. And this prancing hince was going to have a bouncy fall, and he'd invited the people for riles amount, especially the pitch reaple. Now, Rendercella's mugly other and her two sad blisters went out to buy some drancy fesses to wear to this bouncy fall, but Rendercella couldn't go because all she had to wear was some old rurdy dags. Finally, the night of the bouncy fall arrived, and Rendercella couldn't go, so she just cat down and shried. And she was kitten there shrying when all at once there appeared before her her Gary Mudfather. And he touched her with his wagic man, and there appeared before her a kig boach and Hicks White sources to take her to the Bansy Fall. But he said, Rendercella, be sure and be home before midnight, or I'll turn you into a tumpkin. When Rendercella arrived at the Bansy Fall, the prancing hince met her at the door because he had been watching behind a wooden hinder. And Rendercella and the prancing hince danced all night until midnight. And they lell and fub. And finally, the mid-clock struck night. And Rendercella staced down the rares, and just as she beached the rottum, she slopped her dripper. The next day, this prancing hence went all over this corn country looking for the beautiful girl who had slopped her dripper. Finally, he came to Rendercella's house, and he tried it on her mugly other, and it fit and did. Then he tried it on her two sigly ushers, and it fit and did. Then he tried it on Rendercella, and it fit did. It was exactly the sight right. So they were married and lived heavily after happens. Now, the story of the Maury is this. If you go to a Bansy Fall and you want to have a prancing hence lolling fuv with you, don't forget to slop your dripper.
Anita, come closer, stop crying and listen to me. I guess it's too late now, but somehow I must make you see. What we thought was our world was only a dream world, and we just can't go on like this. Anita, you're dreaming of a world that can never exist. Anita, it's over, there's nothing that's left now to say. Anita, you're dreaming, and I know it's better this way. Anita, come closer and close your pretty blue eyes. Your young dreams just can't be, and somehow you must realize. each time you're with me, my conscience reminds me of someone who's waiting alone. Anita, you're dreaming, and when you awake, I'll be gone. Anita, it's over, there's nothing that's left now to say. Anita, you're dreaming, and I know it's better this way.
Well, that's the great Waylon Jennings there, and one that he made popular actually about the time he started to gain some popularity, long about 1965, probably 66. And boy, did he evermore go on to have a fantastic career. Well, I guess it's about time to stop here and tell you a little bit about what's going on with this magazine. And for those of you who have been with us for 3 years, about some of the changes we're going to be making. And for those of you who are new, tell you a little bit more about how the thing works. We've already told you how to get the requests in with either the phone number or by sending the... Most people just put comments at the beginning of the tape, but it's fine to use the email address that I gave you at the beginning of the tape or the phone number. I do want to make mention of the fact that if you use the phone number, you will get the machine, and we do not return calls. We made that a policy from the very beginning. We do this in our spare time, and it's fun, but it would cease to be fun very quickly if we had to spend the evenings on the phone returning phone calls, so we just don't do it. But if you do want to leave your request via the phone number, that's fine. That's great with us, and just know that we'll get them and get them on just as soon as we can. Another thing that we're going to change as time goes on, not necessarily so much on this issue, although we'll have a few, but not that many. We've had a lot of people over the years who would like to have us give their name, use their name when they request a song, and we're going to try to do that. We're going to make that a part of the program, and I'm going to try to remember to write down the names as I get the request. If I play your song and I don't give your name, please don't take it personally. It's just a grandpa attack on my part. It's just that I didn't remember to do it or didn't remember who asked for the song. And believe me, that can happen, because I get some of these requests weeks in advance before I make this tape, and that can definitely happen. But as much as we can, we'll try to get your name in when you request a song. If you specifically don't want your name mentioned, tell me when you request the song, and we'll try to remember not to do that as well, okay? Now, in the next issue, edition 19, which will probably come out sometime in April, we will not be doing requests. This is the one time during the year when we go back and play some of our favorites, and I will be on side one. My wife, Marilyn, will take the microphone over on side two and play some of her favorites. All country, of course. And you have seemed to enjoy that over the years, and as long as you do, we'll keep doing it once a year. So, no requests next issue, although you can go ahead and turn your request in, and we'll get them started in the issue after that, which will probably come out in June. But in April, it'll be our favorites, and we hope you continue to enjoy that. Well, many of you who get this tape are indeed members of the Track Club, but for those of you who are listening to it and who are not members, let me tell you a little bit about the Track Club. The Track Club, like I said earlier, is an acronym. Track is an acronym for Tape Recording and Conversation Club, TRAC. And it's a tape correspondence club. There's a directory of people who wish to correspond, well, really whatever way they want to, mostly by tape. But they can certainly correspond by other means if they wish, including email. There's a directory of members that comes out each year. And there's also a quarterly publication called Keynotes. And it contains articles and that sort of thing. It also contains a list of the newest members that have joined up after the directory has come out. It's a very nice club. It's kind of a family, almost, like club. We get together in Springfield, Missouri once a year. Those of us who want to, that's not required, but we do have a meeting up there and just kind of get together and socialize and eat a lot. And you name it, we probably do it. And it's a lot of fun. Any of you who might be interested in joining the track club and doing some tape corresponding, maybe some of you have corresponded via tape years ago. I know that's what happened to Marilyn and me. We used to correspond by tape a lot. Used to be members of the old Voice Bondance Club a long time ago. And we'd kind of gotten out of it and then heard about track and kind of got ourselves back into it. And we thoroughly enjoyed it. And some of you all might be in that same situation. To my knowledge, the track club is currently the only tape correspondence club in the country. I think there's another one in England and maybe another country or two, but as far as I know, this is the only club in the United States. If you have any interest and would like to know more about it, the cost, by the way, is $12 a year, and you can list your interests and whatever in the directory and find a whole lot of neat people to correspond with. So if any of you have any interest in that, drop me an email at snakeguy@bellsouth.net, and I'll be sure and get you all the information, the address and website and whatever you need to get you started there and get you an application and get you started in the track club. And I think that's about enough of me rattling for the moment, so I think we've got all the house cleaning pretty well taken care of, so let's get back to more music now and have one from Conway Twitty, shall we?
I promised I just told her goodbye. Please believe me for this time, it's really over. And darling, you know I wouldn't lie. Didn't I come and tell you about her? Temptation lured she and I, but now I know it was only fascination. And darling, you know I wouldn't lie. I had to let her down easy, as slow as I could. After all, she's got feelings too. But it took a little longer than I thought it would. But this time she knows. Lipstick shows her final try, and these tears on my shoulders are proof that she failed. And darling, you know I wouldn't lie.
Snowflakes fall as winter calls, and time just seems to fly. Is it the loneliness in me that makes me want to cry? My heart is sad like a mourning dove that's lost its mate in flight. Hear the cooing of his lonely heart through the stillness of the night. Whispering pines, tell me, is it so? Whispering pines, you're the one who knows my darling's gone. Oh, she's gone, and I need your sympathy. Whispering pines, send my baby back to me. That squirrel up in the tree, his mate there on the ground. Hear their barking call of love for the happiness they found. Is my love still my love? Oh, this I gotta know. Send a message by the wind, because I love her so. Whispering pines, tell me, is it so? Whispering pines, you're the one who knows my darling's gone. Oh, she's gone, and I need your sympathy. Whispering pines, send my baby back to me.
Johnny Horton there, and going back, way back to the early 60s there for that one, Whispering Pines. Let's go back even earlier than that right now. Let's go way back and pick up one from Lulabelle and Scotty. Remember them? They, I believe, had the original recording on Have I Told You Lately That I Love You. One of them may have even written it, but I believe they had the original recording on it. That's not what we're going to play right now. But we're going to go way back to one of their radio performances and pick up one called When Pa Was Courtin' Ma, Lulabelle and Scotty.
Here's a tune to start off with. I knew you were going to say something, so I beat you to it this time, Lulabelle.
I thought I'd give you a chance for a change.
But I can remember getting many requests for in the good old days. It takes you back to the good old days when Pa was courtin' Ma.
When folks went courting years ago, with no amusements like we have today.
The radio was then unknown. They just had grandma's gramophone. Still they fell in love and life was gay.
They didn't have no aeroplanes, didn't have no streamlined trains, but they had lonely country lanes when Pa was courting Ma.
The movies didn't talk or sing, ragtime wasn't known as swing,
but by heck they could buck and wing when Pa was courting Ma.
And they had fun, they didn't miss a single huskin' bee.
And coming home, they'd steal a kiss, and Pa'd say,
gosh, and Ma'd say, gee,
the most important thing somehow, they all knew for you, la-la, that love was love the same as now, when Pa was courting Ma. They didn't ride by motor car, weren't so darn particular, but they got every bit as far when Pa was courting Ma.
They didn't have no electric light, just the lamps they'd spoon each night,
but still in all they did all right when Pa was courting Ma.
They didn't have no commentators with the news broadcast,
They listened in on the party line, and they got the news darn near as fast.
They were old-fashioned days, I guess. Still those folks had some success. 'Cause when he asked her, she said yes. When Pa was courting Ma. When Pa was courting Ma.
My name, the other has my heart. With one I'll remain. That's when my heartaches start. One has brown eyes, the other's eyes are blue. To one I'm tied, to the other I am true. One has my love, the other only me. But what good is love to a heart that can't be free? So I'll go on living my life just the same. While one has my heart and the other has my name. My heart, with one I'll remain. That's when my heartache starts. One has brown eyes, the other's eyes are blue. To one I am tied, to the other I am true. One has my love, the other only me. But what good is love to a heart that can't be free? If I could live over my life, I would change. The one who has my heart would also have my name.
Well, that's Jimmy Wakely, and that goes back a good ways, too. That one from back in the 40s as well. One has my name, the other has my heart. Now, if you know a little something about Jimmy Wakely, some of you may think that the female vocalist on that song was Margaret Whiting, because he did a lot of recording with Margaret Whiting back years ago. But that was not Margaret Whiting. On that particular song, he used a girl named Colleen Ford. And you know Colleen Ford. You know her quite well. You know who she is. But you may not know that you know who she is. Colleen Ford, a few years later, got hooked up with Les Paul. And the rest, as they say, is history. She had a great career with the duo Les Paul and Mary Ford, of course. So, a little trivia for you there on the Listener's Choice magazine. Jimmy Wakely and Colleen Ford. One has my name, the other has my heart. Let's come back forward now into the 60s once again and pick up one. We had a request a long time ago for a song by Skeets McDonald, and we're finally going to get that on here this time. Skeets McDonald was a West Coast artist, had a little country success, not probably as much as he should have because he was really quite a good singer, but did get some airplay, especially with this song. And he was in that same era and in that same group with old Wynn Stewart, Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, all that California bunch back in the 60s. And he's teamed up with Johnny Paycheck, who was not even going by Johnny Paycheck at that time. He was going by Donnie Young. And later, of course, became Johnny Paycheck, and he did the harmony on this song with Skeets. They did several sides, actually, for the Columbia Company back in the 60s. One from Skeets McDonald with Donnie Young, Johnny Paycheck doing the harmony, This Old Town.
I just walk the streets in my old hometown, searching for an old love, but she can't be found. I even took a stroll down in old Lover's Lane, but nobody answered when I call her name. Same old town, same old street, same old friends I used to meet. Same old house, right next door, but the one I love don't live there anymore. Nothing left in my old hometown, nothing left to make me wanna hang around. I leave town tomorrow, there's nothing left for me, and I can't go on facing these old memories. Same old town, same old street, same old friends I used to meet. Same old house, right next door, but the one I love don't live there anymore. Oh no, the one I love don't live there anymore.
There's just something about you I love, and I can't pin it down. Is it in the way you kiss, or the way your hair hangs down? There's something in the way you look that wakes up the need. All I know is you're one woman's
Well, I thought we'd follow Skeets McDonald up with one from Johnny Paycheck himself there in his own right, and he was Johnny Paycheck by then. That from the 70s, actually, and just Something About You I Love, the late Johnny Paycheck there. Well, we're about to the close of side one here, and thought we'd close it out with kind of a country gospel tune. And this song has been recorded by lots and lots of people. It's been recorded by Emmylou Harris, Carl Story's bunch recorded it, the Isaac family recorded it. You could go on and on about how many people have recorded this particular song. But the ones who actually put it on the map, well, they recorded it back in the 40s, and along about 1947, I believe. And I'm talking about Carl Butler. And for those of you who remember Carl Butler, you may think that some of the harmony is coming from Pearl, his wife, but it's not. She wasn't doing harmony with him at that time. She did. She was actually first credited back in the days of Don't Let Me Cross Over in the 60s, but she did some harmony before that and wasn't credited for it. Not on this recording, however. This is Carl Butler and the Webster Brothers, and one called Angel Band. See you on side two.
Sun is sinking fast, my race is nearly run, my strongest trials now are past, my triumph is begun. Oh, come, angel band, come. Whose blood